Welcome to the Easy EdTech Podcast with your host, Dr. Monica Burns.
Hi there, my name is Monica Burns. I'm a former classroom teacher and now spend my time sharing tips, strategies, and activity ideas to make EdTech integration easier in your classroom. You might be familiar with my books like Tasks Before Apps or my blog, ClassTechTips.com. Whether we've met at a conference or special event, you've followed along with my EdTech tips for years, or simply joining in for the first time today, I am so glad you're here. In today's bite-sized podcast, you'll get some quick info and actionable tips to energize and elevate teaching and learning. This month of February is full of interviews, and you can head to my website, classtechtips.com/podcast, for all of the show notes. That's where you'll find the transcript for each episode, links to resources we mention, and any of the free downloads that I love to share. It's also the best place to go to connect with the person we are talking to in this episode and all of our guests from February. This episode is sponsored by the Lenovo EDU community, which you can find at education.lenovo.com. This free platform lets you join groups to connect with education experts, to find videos and articles on educational content, including some exclusive blog posts I put together for them. Head over to education.lenovo.com to sign up for free. This week's episode is titled Top Tips from the Past 99 Episodes. 100 is a big number, and I cannot believe we've reached 100 episodes of the Easy EdTech podcast already. In this episode, I want to share some top tips from the past 99 episodes. Instead of pulling audio clips to replay, this episode will include a quick recap and let you know where you can go to find out more information and listen to the full episode. Just like every episode, wherever you're listening to this, you should see a link for the show notes. Of course, you can just go to classtechtips.com and click on the podcast button at the top of the page if you want to find the show notes for this episode as well. Now, before diving into this list of top tips, I do want to say a big thank you to everyone who has listened to one or all 100 episodes of the Easy EdTech podcast. If you followed along for a while now, you know that I've shared favorite strategies and EdTech tools on the blog since 2012. Starting a podcast always seemed like an interesting way to share content, but it took some time for me to wrap my head around just how I wanted to share this kind of different medium. It's been a lot of fun sharing on the podcast, connecting with educators who have shared their stories, and even seeing all of the ways you listen to the podcast too. Sometimes I'll see an Instagram or Twitter notification and someone snapped a picture of the podcast screen in their car or on their Apple TV or smart TV. So just so many different ways. Now, before we jump into the list of top tips, just that big thank you for your support for these first 100 episodes. The first top tip on the list is incorporating a CTA into breakout rooms. If you've used breakout rooms this year, or you have been using it within Google Meets or Zoom, right? I don't just mean Zoom breakout rooms. Well, you know that managing small groups presents challenges when learning at a distance. One of my favorite tips from an Easy EdTech podcast episode comes from my interview with Dr. Desiree Alexander. In episode 90 from late last year, Desiree shared some strategies for making the most of time students spend in breakout rooms. One of the tips from this episode is the use of a CTA, or call to action, when students go into breakout rooms. Although you might share a prompt or discussion question with students when sending them out to talk together, a clear CTA can help students stay focused. What does this look like in action? Well, it might include sending students into a breakout room with a shared Google Doc, where a note taker can record ideas from the group. Or you might create a Jamboard space, where students can all add sticky notes with responses when they are in that space. Creating a routine for a CTA might help make breakout rooms run smoothly too. I mentioned Jamboard. I featured Jamboard a couple times on the podcast, including earlier in 2021, and that might be something you pull into your CTA routine for breakout rooms. Next up is sharing podcasts with families. In episode 56 and episode 69 of the Easy EdTech podcast, I focused on ways to share resources with families, including how to share family-friendly podcasts. Sharing podcasts with families is one of the favorite tips I've covered on the podcast, and there are lots of family-friendly podcasts to choose from. And in episode 15 of the podcast, I spotlight a few favorites. You can share podcasts with families by sending the link to a specific episode and providing your why alongside it. This might include sharing a link to an episode of Circle Round that connects to a reading activity students participated in during the school day. It could even include sharing a podcast like Wow in the World that families might pick their favorite episode and listen to it on their way to school. No matter what family-friendly podcasts or episodes you share, my big tip from these episodes is to provide a why, so families can see the value in this resource, especially if they are new to listening to podcasts as a family. So the first tip on the list from my top tips of the past 99 episodes is to incorporate a call to action into your breakout rooms. And number two is sharing podcasts with families. Number three on the list is creating instructional videos with Flipgrid Shorts. If you saw my list of top 10 episodes from 2020, then you probably noticed the top episode of last year, how to create instructional videos with Flipgrid Shorts. This episode was an interview with Ann Cosma and Mike Muhammad, and we talked all about Flipgrid Shorts. My big tip from this episode is to try making your own instructional videos with Flipgrid Shorts. Flipgrid is a super popular, totally free tool and has a simple interface, making it easier to create instructional videos than many other tools. The Shorts feature within Flipgrid lets teachers make short videos to share with students, families, and colleagues. You can record your video with visuals, whiteboards, and annotation, and then you can share your video as a link or a file. This has been one of my favorite tips to share, not just on the podcast, but also in webinars and workshops this school year. Episode 73 includes this fantastic conversation with Ann and Mike, and plenty of Flipgrid short tips you could use right away. Number four on our list of top tips from the past 99 episodes is using prompts when exploring virtual reality. This last tip on the list comes from the very first episode of the podcast. Now, I'm hesitant to link out to the first episode or encourage you to scroll all the way back to episode number one and let you hear my not so polished audio and all the things I would do differently 100 episodes later. But I often come back to this list, the list I featured on this episode, of virtual reality prompts, and want to take this opportunity to revisit this tip. So in this episode, I shared some of the ways you can make virtual reality purposeful by including specific discussion prompts. I usually place these into three categories: observations, wonderings, and building empathy. Let's start with virtual reality observations. Here are three questions you might ask students. What do you see? What do you hear or think you would hear in this place? What time of day is it here? Now for some virtual reality wonderings. Here are a few questions you might ask students. What do you think the weather is like in this place? How do you think someone captured this moment? What might be missing from this shot? What do you think it smells like? How would this look different at daytime and nighttime? And the final category, building empathy with virtual reality. Here are a few questions you might ask students. What might it be like to live in this place? How is what you see similar or different to a place you've lived? Is this a place you would want to visit? How far away are we from this place? How long would it take us to get to this spot? With this final tip on the list, you might choose one or two questions and use them alongside favorite free resources like Google Arts and Culture, 360cities.net, or Airpano. So on this list of top tips from the past 99 episodes, we have a few ones on the list. So incorporating CTA into breakout rooms is first, sharing podcasts with families, creating instructional videos with Flipgrid shorts, and using prompts when exploring virtual reality. If you like these top tips from this episode, you can subscribe to the Easy EdTech podcast on your favorite podcast platform. So if you're on Spotify, you would click the follow button. If you're on Apple Podcasts or Google Podcasts, you would hit the subscribe button. Or you can just sign up for my weekly newsletter. Go to classtechtips.com/newsletter, and that's where I share each week's new episode and lots of favorites. So let's finish off this episode like we always do by making this EdTech easy. A quick recap of our top tips from this episode. First, incorporate a CTA into your breakout rooms. Next, share podcasts with families. Then, create instructional videos with Flipgrid shorts. And finally, use prompts when exploring virtual reality. Don't forget, you can find all the resources from today's episode, including links to the other episodes I mentioned, by going to classtechtips.com/podcast, or just clicking on the show notes link wherever you're listening to the episode today. Thank you so much for a wonderful first 100 episodes of the podcast. I hope you stick around with me for another 100 or two. A big thank you to our sponsor for this episode, the Lenovo EDU community. This free platform lets you connect with education experts and find videos and articles on educational content. You can sign up for free at education.lenovo.com, and you'll even find some exclusive blog posts I put together for them too. Thanks again for stopping by today's episode of the Easy EdTech podcast. Can I ask you for a big favor? If you like the podcast, leave a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you're listening to this, or tell a friend about the podcast, or post a link to this episode on your social media. By leaving a review on Apple Podcasts, just scroll to the bottom of the page and tap the Write a Review button to leave a sentence on why you like the podcast. It seems like kind of a silly thing, but it makes a big difference and makes it a lot easier for other people to find this episode.
Don't forget to subscribe to the Easy EdTech podcast wherever you're listening.